Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sota Daf Chav Tes. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Ira Beer. That's Michael Beer's father, his third yard site, Yitzchok Dov, Ben Svi Mendel. All the Nishons we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, we begin on Chav Tes of Adalo, five lines from the top. Yesterday we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Akiva. How do we darshan certain sukkim to learn out the dinim that the woman who drinks the Yimei Sota, she would be affected if Rahman al-San she committed adultery, as well as the Boel, the one who committed adultery with her, and as well, if the husband were to pass away before she drank from the waters, and she therefore was now not ever able to be checked out whether she in fact did or did not commit adultery with the Yimei Sota, so if she was a Bas Kohen and she didn't have children with the Yisrael husband, so then she goes back to her father's house and is able to go and eat Truma, under normal circumstances, but here, since she's a potential sota, we don't know, so she's not allowed to go back to her father's house to eat truma, and she's likewise not allowed to marry a kohen. Even though she's an almana, she technically would be allowed as an almana to marry a kohen, but since there was this question, this cloud over her, was she or was she not a sota? So we dodged it down through the psukim that she is psula to eat truma and psula to marry a kohen. And Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Kiva had different ways to darshan this. So now we go and pick up again five lines on the top, Chavtesa with Aleph, with the words V'Rabbi Yishmol. His drasha yesterday said that the three times that we had the word the nitma, and the nitma, so he darshan them out, one to say that she would be also to go and marry or stay married to her husband until the sota issue was clarified, and if she doesn't do the sota, she's forever also to marry her husband, to stay married to him, he has to divorce her. She's likewise, one of them was chad lebol, to teach her that she's forbidden to go and marry the bol. If her husband divorces her, or if her husband dies, she's not allowed to go marry the bol, the one that she's suspected of having adultery with. And the third opinion was that we need the third nitma to go and teach us that she is forbidden to go back to her father's house and to eat truma. So that's now the Gemara's question. He learned out through a Kal Vachomer from that she's not allowed to go and likewise marry a Kohen. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Shmuel, Mimai de Itzrich Krol Truma? Why are you saying that one of those three words, Nitma, was needed to teach us the prohibition against her going back to her father's house if she was a Bas Kohen to eat truma? So he says, we learned out that from the Pasuk, Ukuhuna, Asib Kavachomer, and from that you can learn out that, like, she can't go and eat Truma, so certainly she can't go Kavachomer, she can't go and marry a Kohen. Why did he learn it that way? Maybe you should have said Dilma, Kietzrech Lukuna. Maybe the third, the Nitma, was needed to teach us that she's not allowed to go and marry a Kohen. If her husband had died, so she's an Almana, she never drank the Mesota, she didn't get to that point, her husband had died, so it is forbidden for her to go and marry a Kohen, even though she's technically an Almana. So we needed the third Nitma. Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel use it to teach us Kahuna? And in fact, Utruma Sharia, she would in fact be allowed to go back to her father's house if she was the Bas Kohen and again eat Truma. She didn't have children with Yisrael. She's an Almana. She never was proven to be a Sota. Maybe the din is that in fact she can go and eat Truma back at her father's house. So how would Rabbi Shmuel answer that? So Amalach Rabbi Shmuel will tell you, Mistabra, it makes sense, since we're comparing the three psukim over here, Nitma, Nitma, and Vinitma, Chad Lebal, Chad Leboel, since the first two are teaching us people that are currently alive, Dumyo Debal Uboel, so just like the Baal is still alive, and she's not allowed to stay married to him, and if he would divorce her, she wouldn't be allowed to remarry him, and likewise, she's always forever forbidden to this Boel, even if her husband divorces or if her husband dies, she's also to go marry the Boel, so too, just like these two people are alive, Dumya de Balu Boel, that they're both alive, the third Nitma teaches us somebody that's still alive as well. Ma Balu Boel Mechayim, so too, Af Truma Nami Mechayim. The fact that she can go back to her father's house to eat Truma must be what it's talking about, because in this scenario, the Baal and the Boel is still alive when she returns back to her father's house. In this scenario, the husband divorces her, so he's still alive, and therefore it makes sense that the third Vinitma is teaching us somebody that's still alive. Af Truma Nami Mechaim. The Truma applies during her husband's life, and that could only occur in the scenario of her going back to Truma, because La Fuke Kuhuna, there's no way that she would be permitted to marry a Kohen if her husband was still alive, because he divorced her in that situation, and a grush is a surah to a Kohen. So therefore, it can't be used to teach us kahuna, it must be used to teach us truma, and therefore, lafu kekuna de la chamisa, the only way it would be possible for her to go marry a Kohen would be if the husband died, and therefore she's an almana, and one would have said she's technically allowed to go and marry a Kohen. Ah, that's why we have the Kal Vachomer. If she's not allowed to eat truma, if she goes back to her father's house, she can't eat truma, so certainly she can't go and marry a Kohen. So therefore, that's how Rabbi Shmuel darshans the way that he does. And the Gemara says, and it works out very well for Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva, dumya de baal baal, less like, he doesn't have this idea that it has to be like the husband, like the adulterer. They're both alive, so therefore, the psukim must be talking about a scenario where they're still alive. In other words, the eating of truma. He doesn't hold from that comparison that it has to be like the baal and the boel, that they're both alive. And therefore, he uses the additional two drushas. He has nitma and the vav of the nitma to teach us, one for the isser of her going back to her father's house and eating truma, and one for the isser of her marrying a kohen, even though she's an almana. Now, that's teretz number one. He doesn't hold from this idea of dumi de baal bo less like. Alternatively, vinami isle. Yes, you technically do have the same kavah chomer that Rabbi Shmuel had. And therefore, technically, he only would have needed three drushos. He could have learned out baal boel and the isle to go and eat truma. And then we would know through a kavah chomer, if she can't eat truma, she certainly can't go and marry a kohen. But sometimes, even if he were to hold like this, vinami isle, this kavah chomer, nevertheless, milsud asim kavah chomer torach lekasa lokra. We find this throughout Shas that sometimes one could have learned out a din from a kavah chomer. Nevertheless, the Torah, so to say, troubled itself to put it into actual writing and not rely upon the kavah chomer. And that could be the answer for Rabbi Akiva as well. While we have the four drushas over here, echad lebal, echad lebal, and even though there was a kavah chomer, nevertheless, we have echad to teach us that she is also to go in truma if she goes back to her father's house. And the other one, which we could learn out through a kavah chomer, nevertheless, we still have the other pasuk to teach us that she's forbidden to go and marry a kohen if her husband had died, and she's technically an almana, and would be permitted in general to marry a kohen, but not in this situation. Okay, that closes up the machlokas from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Now, we had learned in yesterday's shiur the interesting din that we learn out many of the dinim of sota to general dinim of tumah. And we said, just like the sota did her act of Tumma potentially in secret, in a Rishus HaYachid, so too, we learn out the dinim of Sheretz, or other types of Tumma, that when there's a Sofek in them, like there's a Sofek with a Sota, it's only a Sofek that we go to Chumra, and we say that she's considered, in the Sota situation, to have been an adulteress, until she's proven otherwise, and she's also to her Baal. So there, that Sofek situation, Rishus HaYachid, is Vadai Tomei, we treat her as a person who's Tmeya. So in general, we learn out that when there's a Sofek Tumah, if it's Bershus HaYachid, so then it applies that she's Tomei. If it's Bershus HaRabim, however, then we say Sofek is Tahar. So that's one din that we learned out from Sota. We also learned yesterday that just like the woman and the adulterer both have Das, so when there's a Sofek situation, and Yesh Lishol, there's a potential to have asked them, even though we don't listen to what they're saying, but there's the potential to ask them, so in that situation, when there's das lishol, so then we say the sofek is tomei. So too, in general, if there's das lishol, if a person was carrying a kikar and he didn't know, did he touch the sheretz, did he not touch the sheretz, so he was able to be asked in theory, so only when there's das do we say that the sofek situation we make tomei. But if it was, let's say, carried by an animal, the animal doesn't have das, you can't ask the animal. Or it was carried by cotton, cotton doesn't have das, you can't ask the cotton, did you or did you not touch the sheretz? So in that situation, sofek tumma is tahar. So those are the things we learned yesterday from Sota, and we generalized them to other areas of Tumah. That was the drasha from yesterday. Today, Amar of Gidol Amar Rab tells us, Dovrish Yesh Bo Das Lishol, Vein Bo Das Lishol, this din that we learned out yesterday from Sota, of Gidol Amar Rab says, he learns it out not from Sota, but from the following pasuk, Mehai Kro Nafka. Now the whole pasuk here is, the pasuk tells us, V'yabosar Ashi Yigah B'chol Tomei Lo Yeyachel. Ba'eshi Sarev. If a person touches carbon meat, and he is Tomei, and the question is, did he or did he not touch this carbon meat? So, Habasar Shiyiga Bechol Tomei Lo Yechel. If it was touched by a Tomei item or a Tomei person, it can't be eaten. Ba'ishi, sorry, you have to burn it. However, Habasar Kol Tahar, if the Basar is definitely Tahar, Yochal Basar, then it is allowed to be eaten. The carbon meat is allowed to be eaten if there's no question of Tumah on it. So, the first part of the Pasuk seems to contradict the second part of the Pasuk, as the Gemara now tells us. So, Rav Gidol Marav says that we learn out this drasha of, if you have Das Lishol, so then the Sofek Tumma is Tomei. And if you don't have Das Lishol, you learn out that the Sofek Tumma is Tar from this Pasuk. Mihai Kor Nafka. And the first part of the Pasuk, Vabasar Shiga Bechol Tomei Lo Yechel, if the Basar meat of the carbon came into contact with something that was Tomei, you definitely cannot eat it. It is definitely Tomei. So the implication is, from the first part of the Pasuk, only if it's Vadai Tomei Huda Lo Yechel. The Pasuk says, if it's definitely touching Yigah B'chol Tomei, then you can't eat it. So only when it's Vadai Tomei are you not allowed to eat this carbon meat. However, implication being, Sofek Tomei, Sulfate tar, we're not sure, did it or did it not come into contact with something that's tameh. The implication of the verisha of the pasuk is yeyochel, you would be allowed to eat it, because it's only said a vadai is not allowed to be eaten, implication being a sulfate is allowed to be eaten. But then the seifa of the pasuk seems to imply the opposite. Eim seifa, the pasuk says at the end, va'basar kol tar, yochel basar. The basar, if it's definitely tar, then it's allowed to be eaten. Implication being, only if it's vadai tar, only if it's definitely tar, only then is allowed to be eaten. The implication is, in hasafek tar, the safek tar, if we're not sure, then lo yeyachel. So from the seifa, the din would be learned out. A safek situation cannot be eaten. From the reisha, the din would be learned out that a safek situation can be eaten. So there's a steer in the pasuk. So how do we resolve it? Ella, lav shmami, no, mustn't it be the following? That kan yesh bo das lishol. In the seifa situation, where we said the implication is that you can't eat it if it's a safek, so we're talking there, sheyesh bo das lishol. There was a person that was potentially tummy that touched the basar or didn't touch the basar, and he has das lishol. You could theoretically have asked him. He says he doesn't know, but we theoretically could have asked him, and therefore that safek situation, we go l'chumra, and we say it's tummy. But the reisha is talking about kan she'ein bo das lishol. It was an animal that was carrying this meat and did it or did not touch the sheretz. It's a child that was tummy did or did not touch the basar carbon. And therefore, in this scenario, where there is no das lishol, we learn out from this pasuk that safek tuma in that situation is tahar. So this is where Rav Gidol Amarav learns out this concept of yesh bo das lishol ve'en das lishol. Not from Sota. But the Gemara says you need both Rav Gidol Amarav's drasha and the drasha from Sota. They're complementary to each other. Both are necessary to teach us this din. And that's what the Gemara says. V'yitzurich to Rav Gidol Amarav, v'yitzurich l'migmar mi-Sota. We need today's drasha of Gidol Amarav, and we need yesterday's drasha with Sota to teach us this din of yesh bo das lishol, sofek tumah is tameh, and ein bo das lishol, sofek tumah is tar. Why? Because the imi de Rav Gidlom Rav, if we only had the din of Rav, Havamini, you know what I would have said? Bein Birshus Hayachud, Bein Birshus Harabim, that this din would apply. If you have Das, it's Tame. If you don't have Das, it's Tar. That would apply whether it was Birshus Hayachud, Birshus Harabim. The pasuk that Rav Gidlom Rav brought doesn't distinguish between a Birshus Hayachud and Birshus Harabim. And therefore, we need the drasha from Sota. Just like a Sota was Birshus Hayachud, she was in private, so too the din applies Safek Tumah is Tame. Only applies Birshus HaYochid. Therefore, it's Ruch L'migbar Misota. That's how we know that the din only is applicable, the Sofik situation, only Birshus HaYochid. But Birshus HaRabim, Sofik Tum Birshus HaRabim, Sveiko Tar, even if Yesh Bo Das Lishol. Oh, so that's why you need, according to Rav Yilu Rab, the din of Sota. No, Vimi Sota, if you just had Sota, so then I wouldn't know the full impact of Rav Yilu Rab. How the mean I would have said, Adi Kadas Nogea Umagia. Just like by the Sota, there was the Das of the adulteress, and there's the Das of the adulterer. So you have Das on both sides. As opposed to, if you in fact were only to have this din of Sota, I would have said that you need both Das on both sides. Adika Das nogeya umagia. So you would need to have Das in the person who was carrying the kikar, for example. Did it or did it not touch the sheretz. But you would also need Das in the kikar. So, if you're dealing with a person carrying a kikar, and did he or did he not touch the sheretz, if you only learned it out from Sota, you would say, no, you don't have das of both. You don't have das of the nogeya and the magia. And therefore, I would have said in that situation that Sofek Tumah would not be Tomei. But when you learn that from Gidol Rav, there you don't need both. There's Basar and there's the person. And therefore, when you learn that from Gidol Rav, it tells you that only one of the two has to have das lishol. Oh, Sricha, that's why you need both the drasha from Gidol Rav and the drasha from Sota. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Bo bayom darish Rabbi Akiva, v'kol kli cheres v'chule." So we had learned out a complicated discussion in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Akiva holds that there is a concept of shlishi even by chulin. Not only is there a concept of shlishi by truma, which is the way that we pass it, but Rabbi Akiva holds darshining the psukim that there's even a concept of shlishi by chulin. And Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya had said, "Oh, if only the eyes of Rabbi Yochum and Zaki could be able to see if he had died, obviously, and if only Trias HaMesim had occurred and the dirt was removed from his eyes and he came back to this world, he would see." He had been worried that in the future generations they would matir a shlishi by truma. And Rabbi Shua ben Chanani said, look, Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, not only did they not matir a shlishi by truma, they even said that there's a shlishi by chulin as well. So, Rabbi Yochum and Zaka, you don't have to be afraid. Now, how did Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai learn it out? Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had said in the Mishnah, there is no pasuk to teach us a shlishi by truma, and he had darshened it out. So that's what the Gemara says. Umayachad de'enlo, since Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't have a pasuk, so lo matame, why is there in fact a din of shlishi by truma according to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai? So I'm Rav Yudon Rav. So Rav Yudon Rav explains that Rav Yochanan Zakkai would hold as follows. Min HaTorah ain't lo, mi din kal v'chomer yesh lo. Yes, he didn't have a beferish pasuk that teaches us this, but he learned it out from a kal v'chomer. And as we'll see, he was concerned, and the Gemara will show us what his concern was, that they would be able in a future generation to shlug up his kal v'chomer. And if you shlug up his kal v'chomer, so then they would take away the din of shlishi by truma. And he was afraid about that. So mi din kal v'chomer yesh lo. And what is this kal v'chomer? So it's a little bit complicated. So listen carefully. Uma tvul yom. If a tvul yom, let's remind ourselves, a tvul yom is somebody, let's say, that came into contact with the sheretz. So he's tummy that day until he goes to the mikvah. Once he goes to the mikvah, he's now called a tvul yom. A tvul yom is different than a person who's tummy sheretz. Both of them are not allowed to eat truma. Only allowed to eat truma when you're tar, and you went to the mikvah, obviously, and you have hair of shemesh. So then you can eat truma at night. Until night, you can't. That's the very first mission. All shas. Mehemes haKoren Hashma. The harvest b'shoshes haKohanim hochin lechol trumasam. So they are tameh during the day. They went to the mikvah. They're now called a tvul yom, and now they can go home after nightfall and harav shemesh, and they can go and eat truma. So a tvul yom is not allowed to eat truma during the daytime. But before he was a tvul yom, while he was tameh sheretz, he couldn't even eat chulin. Chulin here is ma'aser sheni. So ma'aser sheni is not allowed to be eaten by a person who's tameh. But once the person goes to the mikvah, even though it hasn't yet had nightfall, once he's a tvul yom, he's tovel in the mikvah, and it's still the daytime, he is allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. So, uma tvul yom, a tvul yom, shemutar b'chulin, is allowed to go and eat chulin, meaning he can eat ma'aser sheni once he went to the mikvah. Before he went to the mikvah, he can't eat ma'aser sheni. But now that he went to the mikvah, he can eat ma'aser sheni. Nevertheless, now the girsa that we have is posel betruma. It's more correct, according to many, to say posel betruma, that he is not allowed to eat truma. He is a tvul yom, and a tvul yom is not allowed to eat truma. So a tvul yom can eat ma'aser sheni, but he's not allowed to eat truma. So a kikar sheni, such as we talked about in the Mishnah, you had a tanur that became tummy with the sheretz, so the tanur became a rishon, and a kikar within the airspace of that tanur is a sheni. So a tvul yom is kikar sheni, she possible chulin. A tvul yom is not allowed to eat a sheni that is tamei, ma'aser sheni that is tamei, he's not allowed to go and eat. So certainly, ain't no din, she asa shlishi betruma. If he can't even eat this kikar sheni, so it must be that there can go down a level further and make truma possible. So if a tvul yom is not allowed to eat truma, but he is allowed to normally eat ma'aser sheni. So if he can't eat ma'aser sheni, so certainly that ma'aser sheni, that is tame, should be able to go and be metame, something to make it, if it comes into contact with something, to make it into shlishi, if it is truma. That is the kal v'chomer of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And this is his drasha that we have through this kal v'chomer, a din of truma by a shlishi. Okay, the Gemara says, what was he afraid of, that they would slug up his kal v'chomer ikal mifrach? He was afraid that they would slug it up in the following way. Ma l'tvul yom shekein avatuma. This tvul yom over here has the potential to be an avatuma. A human being can be an avatuma if he comes into contact with tumas meis. So he becomes an avatuma when you go and come into contact with tumas meis itself. So the tumas meis is avi avos hatuma, and you are an avatuma. So a tvul yom could be potentially be an avatuma. So mal tvul yom shekein avatuma. Maybe that's why the tvul yom isn't allowed to eat a sheni, a kikar sheni of ma'aser sheni, and that's why, since he could be an avatuma, that's why he's not allowed to. But who says that that means that it could go and be matami, something to be a shlishi? That's how you could potentially slug up this kal v'chomer. Gemara says, okay, so let's change it around. Let's not make it that he was matame with tumas meis. Teisei, and we turn to Chavtes Amid Beis. Teisei, you know what we're talking about over here? We're dealing with Tumas Sheretz. Mi Tvul Yom Tisheretz. Don't say that he was a Tvul Yom on the seventh day of being Tahar from his Tumas Meis. He had Hazor and Shlishi Shvi. He went to the Mikvah on the seventh day and he's a Tvul Yom from Tumas Meis. No, say he's a Tvul Yom from a Sheretz. Now, a person can't become an Avatuma from a Sheretz. Again, we don't have the concept that a Sheretz is Avi Avos HaTumah, and if you touch a Sheretz, you become an Avatuma, as opposed to by Tumas Meis. The Tumas Meis is called Avi Avos HaTumah, and when you come into contact with Tumas Meis, you become an Avatuma. So, that would have slugged up the Kavu Chomer potentially, but not if you're Tomei as a Tzvul Yom from a Sheretz. You didn't have the potential to be an Ava Tumah, and therefore the Kavu Chomer would work. Morris says, no, still, there was a concern about the Kavu Chomer. You could still argue that Ma L'Tzvul Yom, the Sheretz, even though he's a Tzvul Yom from a Sheretz, and he didn't have the potential to be an Ava Tumah from the Sheretz, but Shekein Bimino Ava Tumah, but a human being, or a kli has the potential to become an avatumah. If the knife touches the tumas meis, so then the knife becomes an avatumah. So a kli can become an avatumah. If a human being touches a tumas meis, there's the potential that he becomes an avatumah. So yes, you don't become an avatumah from a sheretz, but there's at least the potential to become an avatumah. Shekein b'mino avatumah, as opposed to with the kikar, it never has the potential. A food item can never be an avatumah. So therefore, you could slug up the kavach homer. Sumer says, no. I'll prove to you that that's not true. Kli cheres yochiach. I'll show you that from a kli cheres, which can never become an avatuma as well, nevertheless, it can go bimetame truma to the level of a shlishi. So if you have the kikar sheni inside the kli cheres, so it is able to be metame to the level of a shlishi, and this is Rav Yochanan Zakkai's kavachomer. Shmuel says, no, maybe not. Malik Klicheres. Klicheres also has something unique about it. Shekein Metame Meyaviro. It has the unique din that its inner airspace, even without touching the oven itself, if you just put the kikar within the airspace of the Klicheres, it has the ability to be Metame Meyaviro from the air without even direct contact. So maybe that's the unique function or feature of a Klicheres, which, like the individual who has the potential to be an avatuma, that's why you slug up Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's kal v'chomer. Shmuel says, no, I'll show you that that's not true, because Tvu Yom Yochiach, the Tvu Yom, which doesn't have this unique aspect of Metame Miaviro, yet a Tvu Yom can be Metame to the Shlishi level, so therefore it can't be that unique aspect of the Klicheres. Shmuel says, V'chozer Adin, and we have now a back and forth discussion. Is it the unique aspect of a Tvu Yom, or is it the unique aspect of the Klicheres? And V'chozer Adin, Lo Rizek Rizet, Lo Rizek Rizet. Obviously, it's not the feature of the Tvu Yom that he has the potential to be an avatuma, and it's not the feature of the Klicheres that it's Metame Mi Aviro. So what is the common denominator between them that both of them can go and be Metame? Hatzara Shavish Abahan is Shemutorin Bechulin Uposlim Betruma. Oh, they both are able to be Metame Truma on the Shlishi level, but there is no such din on the Chulin level. So Kol Shekein Kikar Sheni, and certainly then a Kikar Sheni, which is Tomei as a Sheni, Sheposo B'chulin, it's not allowed to be eaten, it's really possible to be eaten by a Tzvul Yom as a Sheni, so certainly the Poso B'truma. And that is the actual Kal V'chomer that Rav Yochanan Zakkai had, and that's why it's not slugged up. But he was afraid that they would slug it up. Why was he afraid that they would slug it up? Because he was concerned. V'dor acher parech. He was concerned that maybe in future generations they would say that there is a tzad hashava between the klicheres and the Tvu Yom that would slug up his kal v'chomer. What's the common denominator that the future generations may say? Mal tzad hashava shebehen shekein yesh ben tzad chomer. You know what the common denominator is? They each have something that makes them chomer. Granted, not the same one. Lo rizek rizek, lo rizek rizek. The Tvu Yom has the possibility of being an avatuma. The klicheres has this din of unique din of betamir me'aviro. Not the same, but each has something about it that is a chumrah. And maybe that is the common denominator that you have to have some chumrah about it. And the kikar sheni doesn't have some chumrah about it. And therefore, the common denominator would be shekein yesh b'em tzad chumrah. And that would slug up Rav Yochanan Zakkai's kal v'chomer. So that's what he was concerned about. Now, why wasn't he, in fact, saying that that's a valid point? Why is he concerned that the future generations will slug it up? Why didn't he himself slug it up? So Rav Yochanan Zakkai, he doesn't hold from this din, tzad chomer lo parach. He says, you can't say that the tzad hashavish of a name is that each one has a unique aspect to it. No, they have to have the same unique aspect to it. Otherwise, that can't be an important factor. He doesn't hold that the fact that they have a unique aspect to them, a tzad chomer to them, that's not enough. They have to have the same tzad chomer. It has to be the same tzad hashava, and not that they each have a tzad chomer to them. And therefore, he himself didn't shlug up the kal v'chomer, but he was afraid in the future generation they would hold like that, sheyesh b'em tzad chomer, and they would shlug up his kal v'chomer. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was concerned, but Rabbi Shua ben Chananya told him, look, Rabbi Akiva said, not only is your din intact, that there's a shlishi in regards to truma, but he went in darshi that there's even a shlishi in regards to chulin. Now, even though we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, that would allay, so to say, the concerns of slugging up Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's kal v'chomer. Okay, as I said, a little bit complicated, but let's go fight it. The Gemara continues and quotes the following brisa. Tanya, on Rav Yossi tells us, Minayin l'revi b'kodesh apostle. Again, remind ourselves, a chulin item can only be tamei on the rishon or sheni level. It doesn't have a concept of shlishi. Chulin is not tamei on the shlishi level. It is perfectly able to be eaten. Now, Truma, as we just pointed out, we learned out through Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Kavachomer, or even from Rabbi Akiva's Drasha, that there is a concept of Truma Shlishi. A Shlishi by Truma is not allowed to be eaten. But there is no concept of Revi by Truma. And this Brisa tells us that in regards to Kodshim, there is a concept even of Revi. Minayin L'Revi V'Kodesh Apostle. If something is apostle on the Revi level, it's Kodshim, you're not allowed to go and eat it. So Minayin, how do we know that this din or Revi applies by Kodshim? It doesn't apply by Truma, it certainly doesn't apply by Chulin, but it does apply by Kodshim. So the Gemara tells us that Rav Yossi holds it's a Kavachomer. V'dinhu. What's the Kavachomer? Ma Mechusar Kippurim. Remind us, also, Mechusar Kippurim is a person that is not allowed to yet eat Kodshim because he hasn't yet brought his korbanos. For example, it's a Zav or a Zava or a Yoledis or a Metzora that hasn't yet brought their korbanos. They've gone through the rest of the Tahara process, but they haven't yet brought their korbanos. So on that day that they bring their korbanos, until they bring their korbanos, they're not allowed to yet eat Kodshim. Once they bring their korbanos, they're no longer Mechusar Kippurim, lacking in this aspect of Kapara, and they're allowed to go and eat korbanos after they bring their korbanos themselves. They can eat kachim meat after they brought their last korbanos. So, ma mechusar kippurim, somebody who hasn't yet brought his korbanos, is shemuta b'truma. They're allowed to eat truma. So, you have, let's say, a zava, and she finished her tahara process. She's now allowed to go and eat truma. She's the wife of a kohen or a bas kohen. She's allowed to eat truma, but she can't yet eat kachim. She brings her korbanos the next day, and now she is no longer a mechusar Kippurim, Mechuseris Kippurim, and is allowed to go and eat Korbanos Kodshim. So, Ma Mechuser Kippurim Shem Mutter B'Truma, they're in general allowed to go and eat Truma, but possible B'Kodesh, but they can't yet eat Kodesh, so Shlishi Shem possible B'Truma, so Shlishi, which is Truma, is not allowed to be eaten by a Kohen, so Shlishi Shem possible B'Truma, certainly it's a Kavachomer, and then who? Sheyatzer V B'Kodesh. If the person is allowed to eat Truma, nevertheless is not allowed to eat Kodshim, so the Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma as a Shlishi, but can't eat Kodshim as a Revi. So if that is true, so Eino Dinhu, Shiyas Revi B'Kodesh. So then certainly the Truma, which itself is possible as a Shlishi, should definitely go and make Kodshim possible as a Revi. It can be Metame from the Shlishi level to the Revi level. That's the Kavachomer. And how do we know Shlishi? The Lamad Shlishi, the Kodesh Min HaTorah, Revi Mikavachomer. And according to Rav Yossi, we learn out Shlishi, that is a din in the Torah, and the Revi we learn out through this Kavachomer. Now, where do we learn out Shlishi Min HaTorah? Shlishi, the Kodesh Min HaTorah, Minolan. How do we know that a Shlishi is also Min HaTorah to be eaten? Based upon the pasuk that we already had before, the pasuk says that if the meat had come into contact with something that was tameh, so then this basar kachim lo yochel, not allowed to eat it. Now, mi lo askinon denaga b'sheni, aren't we talking about that the meat came into contact with a sheni? As Rashi says in Dibra Masul, mi lo askinon, he says mi lo motzinon lemishma mina dafilu noga b'sheni, even a sheni, certainly a rishon, but even a sheni nami kama lo yochel, you're not allowed to eat it. If it came into contact with a sheni, the ha behold tomei ksiv. It said if it comes into contact with something that's tomei, tomei means that it's able to go and transmit the tumah to the next level. Something is possible; it itself can't be eaten. It is possible, however, it doesn't have the ability to transmit it to something else to make that next item also tomei. However, if something is called tomei, not only is it tomei, but it has the potential to transmit it to one level further. So, Rashi brings down that the pasuk says, "B'chol tamei k'siv v'sheni ikrei tamei." We know a sheni is called tamei d'chsiv because the other pasuk says, "Kol she b'socho yitma." It says something within the airspace of the oven is able to be mitame something else. V'ay b'basur shlamim k'siv d'kodesh dinu, and it's talking about basur shlamim. So we clearly see here that if you come into contact with a sheni, it has the ability to transmit it to the shlishi level. So we clearly see from here that by kachim there is a concept of a sheni being metame to the shlishi level mid-araisa. We have this through this drosha. And the Revi, we learn out from the Kavachomer that Rav Yossi brought down, Revi mikavachomer kidamarin, as we just said. So that is Rav Yossi Shita. That's how we know shlishi min HaTorah from this drosha. Basar ashiyiga b'chol tamei, something that's tamei, a sheni even, lo yechel, you're not allowed to eat it, because it became a shlishi by coming into contact with the sheni. So on this drasha level, shlishi is mina Torah, and the Revi is a kal v'chomer, as we've said. Now, that's Rav Yossi. Rav Yochanan says, Tam Beribi, Rashi explains Beribi is the lashon of Gadol Hadar. Tam Rav Yossi, Shu Chacham v'Gadol Hadar. So Rav Yochanan speaks with great reverence about Rav Yossi, but he says, I'm sorry, I just don't understand what he's saying. En yodea mahu. I don't understand his kal v'chomer. As Rashi continues, En yodea mahu shalom ad Revi b'kodesh shari min kal v'chomer zeh tshuvaso b'tzido. There's a schlugging up the kal v'chomer right in the very thing that Rav Yossi said was the kal v'chomer. So let's understand this. Again, Amar Yochanan, Tam Beribi, any of the Amahu. I don't understand this Kavachomer. Shari Chuvaso Betzido. The slugging up of his Kavachomer is right there. Because, Ochel Haba Machmas Tuyom Yochiach. Because food that was coming into contact with the Tuyom, a Tuyom makes food Tame. Shapasul Betuma. Just like the Tuyom can't eat Chuma, if he touches something, so he makes that into a shlishi. Shapasul betruma. A tuyom that touches truma makes the truma into a shlishi. It can no longer be eaten by kohanim. So shapasul betruma. Nevertheless, they don't also reveal b'kodesh. But a tuyom who touches something that makes it into a shlishi, that shlishi doesn't have the ability, if it comes into contact with something else, to make it into a revi. So let's say the tuyom touched something, and now that's a shlishi. He touches truma, that truma is a shlishi. That truma can't be eaten. But if that truma were to touch him, it doesn't make it into revi. Shepasul betruma ve'ena osir vi bekodesh. So Yochanan questions, how does Rav Yossi learn that as kal v'chomer? After all, he's saying that this idea that a shlishi can go create a revi through this kal v'chomer isn't true. The Tanya, how does Rav Yochanan know this? Because he said, we learn the following braisa. Abishol omer, Abishol teaches us the following. Tfuyom tchilo lekodesh. If a tfuyom touches kachim, so that kachim becomes a rishon. Tchilo is the usage of the word tchilo, it means a rishon. So tfuyom that touches kodesh, it makes the kodesh into a rishon. And that rishon can be metame two levels further, letame shnaim, it will make tame the sheni that it touches, which can then transmit tuma to the shlishi, and then it will only be able to be postel the revi level. So the tfuyom touches something, it makes it into a rishon. That rishon can make something into a sheni and a shlishi. Each of them can still be potentially transmitting further, but the shlishi can only make the revi puzzle. It doesn't transmit it further down the line beyond that. So, Avishal teaches us that this tfuyom that touches kachim, it makes it into a rishon. That rishon then can make into a sheni, which then touches something else into a shlishi, and by kachim, it can make it into a revi as well. That's Avishal's statement. Rebbe Meir disagrees. Rebbe Meir Omer, Mitame Echor opposed to Lecho. No, he says the Tuyom makes the Kodesh into a Rishon, but that can only transmit to a Sheni as Tome, and the Sheni can transmit then one more level to a Shlishi, and it can't go beyond that. It only allows it to go and transmit one level of Tumah and an additional level of Pasul beyond that. So when the Tuyom touches Kachim, it makes it into a Rishon, but it can only transmit to the Sheni and to the Shlishi level. It stops at the Shlishi level. That's Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, they disagree with Rav Meir and Abishol, and they hold Kishem Sheposel Ochle Truma Umashki Truma, just like a Tuyom, if he comes into contact with Truma, he passels it, and if he comes into contact with the Mashka of Truma, he passels it. In other words, he makes it into a Shlishi, and it can't transmit beyond that. So too, the Chachamim's opinion is that if the Tuyom touches Kachim, Kach Posel Ochle Kodesh Umashki Kodesh, it passels the food of kachim or the liquid of kachim to make it into something that itself is pasul, meaning it's tame, but doesn't have the ability to be transmitting it to another level. So the Chachamah's opinion is that the tfuyom, when he touches something, does not have the ability to go and make it into a item that could make a revi. So it will make it into a shlishi, the truma would be pasul, but it doesn't have the ability to go and transmit it. So the Chachamim clearly argue with Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi says that we learned the shlishi can make a revi through that kal v'chomer, but the Chachamim clearly say that that's not true. So, kasha on Rav Yossi from the Chachamim. So, maskev Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, what's your problem? Mimai de Rav Yossi k'rabbanus relay. Who says he holds like the Chachamim? Guess what? Maybe Dilma k'abashul relay. He holds like the first opinion, Abishol, that said it can be metame two levels and pose on a third level. So it makes it into a rishon, which makes it into a sheni and a shlishi, which you can go another level further. And then it's possible on the revi level. Exactly like Rav Yossi said. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that can't be. Because Esau kadaitoch ki Abba Shaul surule, if you're telling me that Rav Yossi in fact holds like Abba Shaul, so then laisei l'revi b'kodesh me'ochol shabo machmas tu yom. Rather than learning it out from the way that Rav Yossi learned out his Kavach Homer, he should have learned it out instead from this din of Revi by Kachim, may ochel shabo machmas tu yom, from food that was touched by tu yom. And he should have learned it as follows. Uma ochel abo machmas tu yom, if an item was tomei by contact with a tu yom, ochel abo machmas tu yom, the tu yom gufe mutu b'chulin, a tu yom in general is allowed to have ma'aser sheni, so there isn't normally a problem with a tu yom in eating ma'aser sheni. Nevertheless, amris oser revi b'kodesh, nevertheless, if he comes into contact with something, he does posel it to make the truma into a shlishi. So then, amis oser revi b'kodesh, and that should then be able to go transmit one level further to kachim. So if you hold like that, then ochel, we turn to lamed amud aleph, ochel shlishi haba machmas sheni. Then something that became a shlishi because of contact with the sheni, not with the tuyom, but with an actual sheni that was tamei, the sheni gufei asim cholin, the sheni. If it's Tameh, it's not allowed to be eaten by a Tuyom, then certainly, Eino Din, Sha'os Revi B'Kodesh, and certainly you should be able to go make Revi by Kachim. Why did Rav Yossi have to use his Kavu Chomer instead of using the Kavu Chomer that we just mentioned? It must be because he disagrees with Abba Shaul, and therefore he holds like the Chachamim. But if you hold like the Chachamim, then you have a problem. Aye, the Chitema Mishum Deikol Mifra, because the reason why he didn't want to hold that is because Malu Tuyom Shekain Avatuma. Oh, you're going to tell me Tuyom has an Avatuma possibility to it, in that he becomes Tomei from Tuma's space, he becomes an Avatuma, as we pointed out. So that's easy to answer. Ha, I see name in Mechusa Kippurim below Parche. Rav Yossi had learned out his din from a Mechusa Kippurim, and a Mechusa Kippurim is a person who also had the potential to be a Av Hatumah, and yet he didn't go and shlug up his own Kavach Homer that way. And therefore, Rav Yossi clearly doesn't hold that the fact that you could be an Av Hatumah, that should shlug up this Kavach Homer. Therefore, Rav Yochanan says, I don't understand what Rav Yossi was saying. The Kavach Homer that he brought, if he holds like the Chachamim, which Rav Yochanan just proved, he has to hold like the Chachamim, shlugs up the Kavach Homer. So therefore, Rav Yochanan concludes, I don't understand what Rav Yossi's Kavach Homer is, I don't understand his opinion, and he's left with an Ibaya. He's left with a Kasha on Rav Yossi. Again, I know this was quite complicated. Baruch Hashem, we got through it, I hope, clearly, and with this we conclude today's shiur.